your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. And you've tuned in, either on purpose or accidentally, and I'm glad that you have. The text line is 33103 on your message app, 33103. Use keyword Mike or Michael. Don't forget to go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now at Michael Brown USA. So we spent 2 hours now talking about the release of the Robert Hur is his name. The special counsel who is investigating the classified documents case against Joe Biden, who, after interviewing the president, decided that he was kind of an old fart with a poor memory and probably can never get a jury to convict him. And that, at the time, was blasted by the cabal, obviously the Democrats and the legacy media, as being outrageous. Well, he was fine. Biden even came out and held a press conference and said, I am offended that the special counsel started talking to me and asking me about my son Bo's death. Well, we now know, as was rumored at the time, that Biden was actually the one that brought up Bo's death, as he is prone to do every time he's looking for a sympathetic ear. To the point that I actually find it offensive that he's always talking about the tragedy in his own life. And look, I understand we all have tragedies in our lives. But this guy, Joe Biden, actually used those tragedies for personal political gain. And I just find it offensive. But I want to point out something that maybe if you're new to the program, you don't know or you don't remember. But I had to deal with Joe Biden. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, there were many times that on Capitol Hill, either briefing members of Congress or in a congressional hearing, Senate or House side, any number of times that Joe Biden would be in the room and I'd have to interact with him. And I always found it just to be, I felt like I needed to take a shower afterwards. I needed to scrub down as if I was going to go do surgery. I need to sterilize myself because he was just this vacuous, shallow, always glad-handing, didn't really care about the substance of anything going on. I've told you before about briefing the entire United States Senate several days after the attacks of 9/11 in a skiff that's hidden on the top of the U.S. Capitol building. It's no big secret. It's just hidden up there where you can't get to it. But as the briefing was waiting to start, we ended up, it was supposed to just be this Senate Intelligence Committee. It ended up being the entire U.S. Senate. And Joe Biden came in just laughing. As, you know, I mean, we've just been attacked. He's just laughing about everything. We got this. We got George Tenet, the CIA director. We've got myself. We got John Ashcroft, the attorney general. And I think somebody, it may have been Steve Hadley from the National Security Council, all there to brief the Senate Intel Committee, ended up being the entire, all 100 senators, about what we were doing post 9/11. And I remember sitting, I was sitting at the end of maybe the second or third row of the chairs lined up, and Biden kept catching my eye because he wasn't falling asleep, but he was on his BlackBerry or something. This shows how long ago it was. He was on his BlackBerry or something. He just wasn't paying any attention to the briefing going on. And it just really pissed me off. Because, one, it was a serious briefing. There was a serious, serious time in the country. And he just didn't appear to care at all. Maybe he was trying to figure out what was going to be for lunch that day. I don't know. But that's been my interaction with Joe Biden. And I've had interactions with the media where I've thought that the media was being completely unfair. And that's just part of being part of the D.C. Beltway crap that goes on in D.C. Well, Jake Tapper has really come across in this entire affair as being nothing more than a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. Remember when he called out Laura Trump?
Stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I want to ask you a couple things about things that you've done on the campaign trail. Joe Biden, as we all know, has worked to overcome a stutter. And one of the speakers at the Democratic Convention was a young boy who the vice president inspired, named Braden Harrington. Take a listen.
It was really amazing to hear that someone like me became vice president.
Braden Harrington, a very brave young boy. You made this comment earlier in the campaign about Joe Biden. Let's take a listen to that.
Every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like, Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First,
you know, before Laura Trump answers, how many times did you do that? I'll confess, I did it numerous times. He'd start talking, and he'd be, you know, looking for the words, and I'd be going, come on, you can, come on, Mr. President, you can do it, come on, you can do it.
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable
amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think that you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family.
Well, hang on. Jake, if none of us have any authority to ascertain someone's cognitive decline, whether it be a family member or the president, then guess what, Jake? Neither do you. So quit selling your book, because that's all you talk about is the president's cognitive decline. Do you have a medical degree? I don't have a medical degree. I got a Juris Doctor, and I like to joke that I'm a doctorate, but, you know, no, I don't know. This is how hypocritical the cabal is. And that's why, while I desperately want to read the book, I won't give Jake Tapper a nickel. Not a nickel. If you want to, you can certainly go buy the book, and when you finish it, you can mail it to me, and I'll read it and send it back to you, but I'm not going to pay for it. I'm simply not going to pay for it.
Would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. Plenty of people have diagnosed your father from afar, and I'm sure it offends you, your father-in-law from afar. I'm sure it offends you. You don't have any standing to say.
I'm not diagnosing him. What I'm saying, Jake, is that we can clearly see that Joe Biden is struggling.
I have one last question for you, Laura.
Times on stage, and it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely
Thank you,
feel
Laura,
sorry
Trump.
For Joe Biden.
I appreciate it. I'm sure it was from a place of concern. We all.
Oh, what a lion sack of poop. But that's where we are today. And now that we've had all of the audio come out, and in fact, the audio comes out from Jake Tapper and Alex Johnson from Axios, and it forms part of the basis of their book in which they talk about the president's cognitive decline. If you ever trust the cabal again, and I find out you have, it's like Trump, there will be hell to pay. You better not trust them. Oh, you can listen to them all you want to, just like I have to listen to them all the time to do show prep. You can listen to them. But if I find you believing them or not double-checking and triple-checking to see whether what they say is true or not, then you'll have hell to pay. Yeah, I'll cut you off from this program. That's what I'll do. Aren't they hilarious? They're absolutely freaking hilarious. Now, when we get back, your questions and my answers. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The message app, the number is 33103, keyword Michael. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. Your questions next.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax, on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you having tuned into the program. You know, tell your friends and family about it. Spread the word. Help. You know, we keep building the program and keep building the audience. The numbers always look great. And let's make them look even better. And I do appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, just hit that subscribe button, and while you're there, you should leave a 5-star review. We pay well for those 5-star reviews. And then that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, plus the weekend program, so you'll get all the Michael Brown that you need. So let's go to the questions. And these are not in any particular order. I'm just kind of scrolling through them right now because they're just, well, you done good today. Goober number 4416 writes, Michael, I'm listening to your playback of Biden's interview with her, JC. As bad as this is, it makes me truly believe our nation must be under the protection of God, even if it's a nominal protection. Biden's condition was the perfect, in all caps, perfect time for our enemies to attack us from all sides. As it is, it remains to be seen if we will survive the illegal alien invasion that we've been subjected to. Well, actually, I would contend that there were attacks during that time. In the course of answering all of these questions, I'm going to refer to the five W's, the who, what, where, when, and why. Because I think that in answering that question, you'll recognize that we actually were attacked. Not directly, no. Indirectly. Two ways. First, the war between Russia and Ukraine. I know that many people, when they hear Donald Trump, continue repeatedly to talk about how, had he been president, that invasion would never have occurred. And, you know, I'm to the point where I'm like, I'm kind of tired of him saying it. But I will tell you this. I think he's right. I don't think that Vladimir Putin, had Donald Trump been president for the previous 4 years, or president back in February of 2022 or whenever it was, that Putin invaded Ukraine. I think had Trump been president, that invasion would not have occurred. You get the invasion of Crimea, then a part of Ukraine, people would argue still a part of Ukraine, when Obama was president. And then Putin doesn't do anything for 4 years. And then when Trump loses, he invades Ukraine. And I think, knowing the Russians as well as I do, having spent a lot of time dealing with the Russian government when I was the undersecretary, I do believe that Vladimir Putin, and in fact his defense minister, former defense minister, I know personally. And I don't think that Shoigu would have recommended the invasion of Ukraine when Trump was president. But I think that Sergei Shoigu looked at the situation. Vladimir Putin looked at the situation. They sat down with their generals and said, look, we got this demented old fart as president. He's a puppet of China. And he's corrupt when it comes to Ukraine. Maybe this is our time to try to get the rest of the country. We got Crimea, and nobody did anything about that. Let's do it now. And I sincerely believe those conversations took place in the Kremlin, and they made the decision to invade because they knew that whatever it was that Biden would do would not be to repel them, but it would be to, oh, let's just help them out. And as I keep saying, the response from this country was wrong. It should not have been, we'll be with you as long as it takes. It will be, we will have NATO, not us directly, but we will have NATO give you whatever you need so that you can win. Because the mantra of we'll be with you as long as it takes is the equivalent of a forever war. Particularly when you have the Russian army versus the Ukrainian army. Now, granted, the Ukrainian army is way up. They've punched way above their level. They've done way better than anybody expected. I don't think it would have occurred at all because they knew that whatever response that we or NATO had would be tepid and that Biden would never impose sanctions or do anything. So I think Trump is absolutely right about that. So while I do believe that God protects this nation, I also believe that men still exercise free will. And I believe that Vladimir Putin exercised his free will knowing that this was an opportunity. But we were attacked a second way. And you allude to that in your text message. And that is, can we survive all the illegal alien invasion? I don't know. Because if you look at Great Britain, Keir Starmer, who is the current prime minister from the Labour Party, the Liberal Party, is basically said the other day, I don't know that we can survive as an island, as a civilization, with this many, they call them migrants, with this much of a migrant invasion. So Great Britain has even realized that, oh my gosh, we have way over allowed too many people into this country illegally. And they are destroying British civilization. Same thing's happening here. You know, we have a horrible problem in this country. We have, you know, you remember the name Laken Riley? She couldn't get Biden to say her name, and he finally said it at a State of the Union speech. Well, we have a similar case in Colorado where a progressive district attorney, where a 15-year-old illegal alien took an uninsured Jeep, drove at 90 miles an hour down a residential street, and killed a 24-year-old woman named Caitlin Weaver. Remember her name. Because he was charged initially with vehicular homicide, as he should have been. But then there was an election, because this happened back in 24. And then there was an election, and a progressive district attorney was elected. And now that 15-year-old is on probation, will do no jail time, has no obligation for any restitution for this young lady's medical expenses, which exceeded $1 million. They finally pulled the plug on her 2 days after the accident. He murdered her with his car, and he had other kids in the car with him. And a progressive DA let him go. And that kid is now seeking asylum in this country. It's a despicable situation from a despicable district attorney by the name of Amy Patton, in case you're curious and you want to look up the case. So 44:16, I'd say that, yes, we are under the protection of God, but men still exercise free will, and we've still seen some of the problems. Mike, Cooper number 8225. This should be enough to prove that the media and the Democrats don't give a hoot in hell about this country. My response, amen. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With Memorial. Memorial Day right around the corner. What will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right. I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com, use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line is 33103 on your message app. Keyword, Mike or Michael. And we're just going through some of the text messages and questions for the rest of the program because they're really good today. Goober number 8609 writes, Michael, why isn't anyone talking about Dr. Jill's role in covering up her husband's dementia? Just last week she said on The View how amazing Joe is. Yes. Well, we're talking about it, but I think that appearance on The View was not, and I'm going to use the word sanctioned, and I don't technically mean sanctioned. It wasn't sanctioned by the Democrat Party. It's not like the DNC or major donors said, hey, you know what, Joe, why don't you and Jill go on The View? I think it was more of The View and ABC News just looking for ratings. They don't care. I mean, first of all, you got to remember this. That particular program does not care about anything. Every question that those women read or ask on air has been pre-written for them by their producers. If you watch the program closely, you'll see, and I've read stories about this too, if you watch the program closely, they all have these little blue note cards. Well, those note cards are basically a script. And the script is just, you know, who's going to ask what question. Of course, they've got the teleprompters up. And so they know, you know, hey, it's Joy's time to ask this, and now Whoopi's going to ask this. And they just go through their litany of questions. They don't care what the answers are. They don't care at all. Now, they might have a few follow-on questions if they're, you know, if Joy actually is one asking a question that's been pre-written for her, she might actually listen to the answer. Just so if there needs to be a follow-up or she's curious about what the answer is, she can do a follow-up. But it's a heavily scripted show, and the guests know the questions in advance. So the whole point of that program is not to inform, it's to entertain. I know it's a part of ABC News. It's in the news department, but it's clearly not a news program, despite what they may want to claim. They're not reporters. And don't worry about the ladies on the dais, on the stage. Worry about the people that watch it. Worry about the people that are in the audience clapping like seals. Worry about them. That's what you should actually be afraid of, because that's the scary part. That's the absolute scary part. But yes, I remember that very well. And I think that that was more of something that Joe Biden or Jill Biden or whoever is working on the staff for the former president said, hey, why don't we go on The View? You know, they think that you're sick and we haven't seen you and blah, blah, blah. Let's go on The View. And that's why it was such a disaster, because I don't think that if the DNC had anything to do with it, I don't think if the big donors had anything to do with it, they would let him anywhere near The View. So I don't think that. And then, of course, Dr. Jill does chime in and talks about how he just worked so hard and he was up reading his briefing books. She'd be laying in bed reading her book and he'd be laying over there reading three ring binders, which I just call utter bullcrap on. Total bullcrap on. None of that was happening. This is a great point. 4679 writes, Michael, as horrible as the audio of Biden's classified documents interview is, could you imagine seeing the video of it? I'd like to know why. And this is kind of a side-eye view at the Trump administration. Why hasn't it been released? I can kind of rationalize why the Epstein... I mean, let me say, first of all, I don't care about the Epstein files. I do care about what happened in the New York City jail. I know Epstein, you know, killed himself. Ha ha. I care about whatever took place in that jail. But I don't really, and it's not that I don't care about the victims. I do care about the victims. I don't care about the release of the files. Let me be very specific. I don't care about the release of those files about what went on that island, because there are so many victims that redacting all that might be in that investigative file could take a long time. And I'm just not sure it's worth it, particularly for the victims to have to go through the release, even though their names would be redacted. Somehow, somewhere, we'd find out names, and they'd be interviewed, and they'd be questioned, and they'd be chased, and I don't care about that. But I do care about this, because the victim in the her interview is not Joe Biden. The victim in that interview is the United States of America. We are the victims of that interview, and we deserve to see. And why has the Trump administration not released that video? I've scoured my, Diet Coke addled brain trying to think of I'm trying to act like a lawyer, which I am. I'm trying to act like a lawyer on behalf of the president, not Trump, Biden. And trying to think of a executive privilege or a legal reason, and I'm trying to act like the attorney general and try to come up with a legal reason why it should not be released, and I can't come up with one at all. There's no executive privilege that attaches to it. He can't invoke executive privilege. That's a Department of Justice special counsel interview. I would argue that the release of the audio tapes, if there was any executive privilege, that waives that privilege. And now let's see the video. But there's another reason we want to see the video, because that is one more notch toward finding out the who, what, where, when, and why of what was going on in the White House, what was going on with the cabinet, what was going on in the vice president's office, what was going on in the office of the first lady, what was going on inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that covered up his cognitive decline for 4 years. And until, and even after that horrible debate, when was it, May or June of last year, where he finally decided, well, actually he didn't decide, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and George Clooney and Barack Obama decided, you're not going to run for president. Because remember, at that point, he had already been nominated. He had already won the nomination. So, who was hiding everything up until that point? And then who continued? And how did they finally push him out? I want to know that. Because as I said earlier in the program, this is truly more of a scandal, a worse scandal than Watergate. Because this put the nation's national security at risk. And not only that, they're very well. Now, there's no requirement to invoke the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment is there as a pressure valve. The 25th Amendment is a procedure by which if the vice president and a certain number of the cabinet or the president himself believes that he is incapacitated. You know, the 25th Amendment's been invoked before. President goes into surgery and is going to be under anesthesia for, 6 hours or whatever. They'll invoke the 25th Amendment for that time. They don't have to, but they will often. But in this case, it was a pressure relief valve that was not used when it should have been used. And I want to know what the cover-up was that prevented it from being used. Did somebody go to Kamala Harris and say, don't you dare? Did donors? Did Chuck Schumer? And speaking of Chuck Schumer, somebody asked me or mentioned this earlier in one of the questions. Chuck Schumer, when asked about the audio tape and asked about Biden's cognitive decline, his response was simply, we're moving forward. And the reporter says, that's it? And he goes, that's it. We're just moving forward. Which, when you really think about it, means that he knows there's a cover-up. He knows that they're hiding something. And so we're not going to look backwards. We are not turning our head around and looking backwards. We're looking forward. Now, there's a political reason for that, too, because as long as this remains an issue, the Democrat Party will remain in disarray until somebody rises from the ashes like a phoenix and comes out as the new leader. And I don't know who the hell that's going to be yet. Is it Bernie? Is it AOC? It's not David Ogg. Who is it? We don't know yet. And so they will continue to try to keep the lid on this cover-up as long as they can, so they can sort out how do we move on from it. Because I honestly don't believe they know how to move on it from right now. 9224 writes and says, Mike, I was amazed they were able to keep him in office for 4 years. When Biden came into the presidency, I would have bet money that he would be gone after a year. Now, I found that fascinating because I actually said on air numerous times that after he was sworn in and after we started seeing him in action, I didn't think he was going to last a year. And I said to my local audience, I think that Joe Biden will probably remain through Christmas and New Year's because Jill Biden will want to have, you know, because the First Lady always decorates the East Wing and the West Wing for White House, and for Christmas, and they always have Christmas parties, and they'll want to be there through the New Year so they can spend, you know, the New Year in the White House, and then something will happen, and the president will say, I'm just too sick to carry on, and they'll resign, they'll move Kamala Harris in, and then she'll be set up to run the country for a couple of years, so she will get the nomination and have a chance at winning. And all of that fell apart because, well, I would have lost the bet. You should have taken that bet with me. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The message app number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6
on KCNR.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It depends. I know some people who are 85, 95 years old, and it's like talking to, you know, someone who's only in their 50s or 40s, maybe better sometimes. And then I also know people who are in their 85 to 95, and they get irritated really easily. Hell's bells, I'm not that old, and I get irritated easily. But I think it's because of the cognitive decline, and they become frustrated. And they become frustrated because they don't remember things, they know they're not putting sentences together, they have a hard time just dealing with. You think about how fast you live your life. I think about, at my age, how fast I live my life. I hope I can continue to live this fast as long as I can. But Biden couldn't. He couldn't move. He couldn't think. He couldn't speak. And he would get frustrated. And that's when he would, maybe I shouldn't say anything. Or never mind. Or he'd start getting mad. Remember, we are the United States of America. That's that anosognosia. Anosognosia. It's a neurological condition. It's characterized by a lack of awareness. It's characterized by a lack of insight into your own disability, your own illness, your own condition. It's not denial. It's a genuine inability to recognize deficits or impairments. And so the response is, you don't even know that you're doing it. And I don't think that Biden really knew when he got mad and was yelling about, we are the United States of America. Or he'd go wandering off and he'd pretty soon realize that he's just... He doesn't remember where he was. He didn't know where to stand. And sometimes he may have anosognosia, and he may not be aware of his own disability. And there are probably times when he probably was aware of his own disability. So, yeah, set aside that he may have been a political idiot, or he may not have actually been inherently very smart himself, both of which I believe. But I also think that it's just... He is older than, we all have a biological age, and we all have a chronological age. I'm really proud. I'll just pat myself on the back. My biological age is 23 years younger than my chronological age. I worked hard at that. My guess is Biden's biological age is older than his chronological age. And I think that's why you see the kind of behavior that you saw from him and that we continue to see from him. And then you've got Dr. Jill Biden always interrupting and stepping in and trying to save him, which was very evident during that interview on The View. Michael, wasn't Biden intentionally dissembling? It was in his interest to not be indicted. I think you can make that argument until you listen to the audio. That's not someone who is intentionally dissembling. That is someone who truly, which is another reason why I'd like to see the video, that's someone who truly does not know their starting point or their end point. And I don't even mean like in terms of a paragraph or a chapter or a book. I'm talking about a simple sentence. They start a simple sentence and they don't know what the end of the sentence is. They hear the question, and while they, I've done this. Everybody's done this. You hear a question, and sometimes people will repeat the question. Oh, I often joke with people when I'll ask a question, and they'll go, well, that's a great question. And I say, quit buying time. Because just by saying, oh, that's a great question, your brain is putting off answering while you try to formulate the answer in your mind. That's not what Biden was doing. Biden truly didn't know the answer. He was fishing in his own brain, which is different from dissembling. Dissembling is a purposeful act. You are trying to weave your way around and never really answer the question. You're deliberately trying to do that. Biden wasn't doing that. Biden was simply lost. That's the cognitive decline. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know the answer to the question. He had already testified in written interrogatories that he had told his ghostwriter, and his ghostwriter had also testified that he had said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I had found the documents, the classified documents I was looking for. I found them in the garage, or I found them in the basement. I forget which one it was. It doesn't make any difference. He had classified documents he shouldn't have had. So when Robert Hur asked him, Mr. President, where were these documents that you mentioned that you were going to use to write the book? That's when we got the story about Bo Biden. We got the story about Mongolia. We got the story about gorillas. We got the story about kids in a parade. We got him finally saying, or Robert Hur saying, Mr. President, do you want to take a break? Because Hur knew, being a good lawyer, he knew, why don't we take a break here? Let this guy get his thoughts together, and I'll come back and ask the question again. Because Hur's truly trying to get him on record to give the answer. And Biden just doesn't. I don't think he truly knew the answer at that point. Wow. Yeah. The country was put in danger by the Bidens. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com. One word. And when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today. And remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website. One word, showallegiance.com. Use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.